Oh my god, what's happening, guys? Welcome back to the cast? Is it cast or show? I don't know where I'm at. I know where I'm at, actually. I'm right here in my bedroom. It's been a while. And I do apologize. I'm not seeing straight. What am I thinking? I don't know. I'm drinking, and I'm sorry, because actually I listened to some podcasts where people drink on the podcast, you know, like bottled water or something, and you can hear them, and it's so annoying. So I know you can probably hear me. Oh, but yeah, it's been a little bit since we did the last podcast, and I don't even know why I'm doing it now. There's gonna be this is gonna truly live up to the name of this cast. For a lot of reasons, probably gonna burn some bridges. I don't know. Tear down some wall. I have no idea what I'm doing. Like I said, I literally have been drinking. Normally, I'm one of those people that, like, you know, if you say you've been drinking and you're drunk, you're drunk. Well, I'm not saying I'm drunk. I'm not saying that. But like, you know, I'm a little bit looser. Oh, damn. It's pretty good to be on Boyfriend's Day. Hey, guys. I'm pretty loose. That was probably wild. Sorry. But, yeah, my mind is kind of crap right now. Just really, really crappy, in a shitty place. And I just said, screw it. I'm having a drink or two or three. It hit pretty good. I think it hit pretty good because it's just now hit afternoon. And I haven't eaten yet today. I probably should, huh? I do have some pizza. I ordered some pizza last night. I got home from my new job. My new old job, that's right. I left the driving parts job and stuff. A lot of things there. Just got sick of where I was. Hated being cooped up. And I say cooped up because that sounds weird being driving. But I had a promotion. And by promotion, it was, you know, do more work, don't get paid anymore. Okay. So, I decided to go back to my old job, which is in grocery. Oh, yeah, making those big old bucks. Actually, it's not bad. Pay's not bad. That was basically the deciding factor. And the fact that I just did it for so many years, and I know it inside and out, you know. So, it's like, why not? If I'm going to be cooped up in a place, I'm going to be cooped up in a place where I can actually, like, walk more than 10 feet and get away from people. So, yeah, I went back to that, and it's been pretty good. I mean, it's only been, like, 4-5 total work days back. But, yeah, I'm in a better place. Yes, better place, better pay. So many possibilities, right? I tell myself. We all tell ourselves that, right? Today, as I said earlier, is National Boyfriend's Day. Does every day need to have something? This is getting stupid as hell. Like, this is straight up just, I don't even know. Like, you know, congratulations to all you people that are a boyfriend of somebody. Like, good for you. Good for you. You found somebody that actually wanted to be with you. And I don't mean that in a bad way, like, you know, you suck. I mean, they wanted to be with you. Like, it wasn't just, I really do like you, but that's all. That's all. Nothing else, you know. I do have a letter that I'm going to go over. I didn't want to go over it at all. I actually emailed the person back because this letter was from quite a while ago. Like, just after the last podcast. I didn't go over it because it hit too close to home. Was afraid that it would, you know, if... like, I'm like, talking like there's people going to listen to this. Like, if certain people listen to it, they would feel like it was an attack on them. But it's really not, because the fact is, this is something that affects, I think, pretty close to every relationship at some point. Somewhere these questions pop up. So I'm going to answer that in a little while. I say a little while. It could be like 5 minutes from now. I don't know. I'm literally just sitting here on my computer. A couple drinks in or whatever. I just edited it. I'm rendering my computer. I'm not. My computer is rendering a video for my shitty ass YouTube channel. And, yeah, so I'm letting that do that. It's taking forever because, I'm doing, like, a long playthrough of a game. And, Call of Duty, the original Modern Warfare. yeah, because they're releasing another Modern Warfare, like, next month, I think. And, I decided to go ahead and play through, Modern Warfare 2 and 3. And, yeah, so far I've gotten through 2. I've gotten recording through 2 done. I just need to record 3. I can't decide if I want to do that next, or, well, actually, I want to get the, first set of videos done for the first game. I think I have, like, one more video I have to edit and render for that series to be complete. I want to put them out kind of, like, not in the same day, but, like, a few hours apart. Like, I'm not going to release them, like, you know, one day, then the next day, then the next day, because nobody's going to watch these. I already know nobody's going to watch them. Like I said, shitty-ass YouTube channel where I play video games, nobody watches because there's a lot of other entertaining people out there that make videos on games and overreact and, you know, stuff like that, and I'm just not an overreactor, except when it comes to relationships. But, like, yeah, just, I don't overreact. I don't play to a scary scene. Not that Call of Duty scary. Just in general. Holy cow. Holy cow. My cup popped out. Yeah. Got like that red Solo cup. It's not Solo cup though because it's a store brand. Ah, yeah, that's good. That's good. This is gonna be shitty. This is gonna be really crap. I think we're like less than 7 minutes in and it's already crap. But yeah. Relationships. It's crazy. But yeah, changed jobs. What else have I done since the last thing? I released another video on my other channel. It's kind of like car related ish. It was about 4 weeks ago, maybe five now. I rented a new Mazda Miata and did a review on that. It was pretty cool. I definitely like that car. I actually have a dealership calling me right now. Not right now, but like this morning, and has sent like 4 emails. Can get me in one for the low, low price. Actually, it's pretty good price for being a newer car with loans, in terms of loans these days. But, you know, my car's paid off. I've decided I am probably going to get rid of it. Kind of sounds stupid. Yeah, like, I tell myself it's stupid to get rid of a paid-off car now. Especially, you know, my car's nice. It's decent. But it's got some issues. One, it needs new struts and, like, other stuff with the front end. It's clunking around there. And, I mean, you know, it's, you know, I'm saving money by not paying it. So why not just use that money to fix it? So I'm still trying to decide on what to do. I know I want to do something with another vehicle. I need another vehicle. I really, a lot of people are like, why? But I'd like a truck again. That way I have the ability to move shit if I need to. Like, if I had a truck, there'd be a couch and a love seat that would be going to the dump right now. Had a truck, I could go to Lowe's and pick up some new doors for the house. And, you know, stuff like that. You know, just, I can't put that stuff in a Fiat 500. Yes, it's an ABARF, but, you know, it's still a 500. I could put a roof rack on it and be stupid and have doors on a roof rack. That'd be funny. But it's just got these issues with it, and it's just like, I've had it for, I think, 3 years now, somewhere in there. Maybe 2. It's so hard to remember. I'm trying to think of when my last, like, legit big heartbreak was, because it was around that time I got the car, where I had just started to get over somebody. Yeah, I think it's been about 2 years. I don't know. Oh, man, heartbreaks are a bitch, man. I tell you what, like, I'm sobering up, and it sucks. I'm becoming conscious of what I'm talking about. That's what I hate about myself. Like, I can get a drink, depending on how long it's been, and it can hit me pretty quick. To where it's not like I'm out of control or anything, but like I've loosened up, and I know I'm at that point now because like all my muscles hurt or feel like they're like, I don't know if people have, other people have this problem, but like everything kind of tenses up and you're just like, oh god, and I'm trying to like stretch and stuff, and I'm just very aware that I'm sitting still, and but it also goes so quick, like I'm just legit, I'm sorry, the stretch is lasting like 7 years. Oh. Oh man, my video just finished rendering too. Cool. Yeah, it just hits me and then it goes away so quick, which is good in some ways, which obviously means I haven't drinking enough. And you don't want, I like to get to that fuzzy feeling. I don't like to overdo it, you know, but I like to get to that feeling where everything is hilarious. Sorry, I'm picking it. I have like this weird thing on my, is that cum? No, that's not cum. It's not. It's, I don't know what that is. It's like a piece of chocolate or something got stuck on my keyboard. But yeah, chocolate. When have I had chocolate? Yesterday, actually. I had Milk Duds. I still have Milk Duds. No, I don't. I finished those before I left work. Crap. I got those mini Oreos that come in those cups, though. I got more than that, too. But, yeah, so, yeah. Cars. Let's talk about cars. Yeah, I've just been thinking about it. And I've decided I definitely need something. I want to have something that's just, like, not issue-y. Like, that sounds weird, but anybody who has maybe, like, a cheap, especially, like, a Fiat 500, they just, I can't explain it. It's a great car. I enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. But in the sense of a cheap car that's going to, you know, just keep going, it's like, kind of been looking at Corollas. Oh my god. But that wouldn't be my only car. But yeah, I've just been thinking like I can use this car and trade in on something that's maybe kind of used and not owe anything at the best, and maybe just a little, because then I could save up and I could get what I've been thinking about getting, which is an older vehicle. When I say older, I'm talking like a muscle car. Not necessarily a muscle car. I'm looking for kind of like a truck. 50s Ford F-100 is what I'm really looking at. And I got looking and I was like, holy crap. There's actually some that are like not $1 billion. So those are very doable. As well as, you know, if I wanted to get a freaking 67 Mustang or, you know, a Cuda. There's Cudas out there. And I've been like, holy cow. You know, because believe it or not, it's not all Barrett Jackson. And why do people buy from those places? Stupid. It's just stupid. Anyway, yeah, so what really got me on this kind of looking around too was I had a buddy. Yeah, kind of, I guess you could say past tense had a buddy, because he's kind of just flaked off now that we got him a car. I took him around a little bit. He had a bad accident where he lost two vehicles at the same time. Apartment complex, a tree was like blown over, and he had two vehicles, and they were like parked two spaces away from each other, and the tree fell on both of them, like not just like one part, like the one trunk, no, the tree was like split, you know, and like the halves of the tree fell on his truck and his car, totaled them out, obviously, because you're not gonna fix, you know, damage to roof and stuff like that for the most part. So, you know, he was driving around in an old truck that he used to use from his father, and he needed to get a new vehicle, or a new, quotation marks, vehicle. And so we spent, I don't know, a few days looking on the internet, driving around, and went and test drove a car for him, and which was pretty nice, but I'm very glad we didn't get it, because in the end, after I think about it, I was just excited because I was driving a manual again at the time, and it just wasn't, it was a 2002, 2004 Nissan Maxima with a 6-speed manual, which they're pretty cool cars, and even with this car with 100-some-odd thousand miles, it still felt great. But at the same time, it's an old car with that many miles, sold from a place that, you know, is basically buy here, pay here. You're not getting the best of the bunch. You know, you're not getting something that somebody's been taking care of for the past, let's just say, 15 years. So, finally got him a car. Got him a 2002 Infiniti G20. Very nice. Very, very nice. 70,000 miles. 70,000 miles for 2002. It's pretty good. It looks good. You know, it's got you know, a couple little dings here, scratch there. Nothing, but, like, you'd look at it and be like, wow, you know. And it was cleaned up nicely, of course. You know, most places that sell these type of cars, you know, they send them out and have them professionally detailed. He was pointing out stuff a couple days later, like, hey, was this scratch there? I'm like, dude, you know it was professionally detailed. So they use the stuff that kind of covers up stuff, but it kind of just fades away. It's like makeup, you know, you leave it on and you take a shower, it just washes away type deal. And, you know, but overall, good call. He's happy with it. We replaced the motor mounts on it last weekend or the weekend before. Not this past weekend, because it's Thursday.
National Boyfriend's Day.
Oh, man. Can we talk about how shady people are? Fucking shady. They tell you one thing and they do another. They hide shit from you. Nah, let's not talk about that. Yeah, anyway, I'm not going to rattle on a whole lot today. But, yeah, changed jobs, helped friend get a car, went to a couple concerts, went to see Avatar. Actually, I had a friend of mine, her name, Vicky. She was on this last one or the one before or something like that. She jumped in at the last minute, said she wanted to go. And I was like, all right, cool. I was fine with going by myself. It was Avatar. There was, you know, it doesn't matter who was there with me. Well, I mean, let's not kid ourselves here, Chris. But yeah, I would have, it didn't matter basically who was there. Avatar, when they came on, I was just ready to go. The whole show was good. The opener, I forget their name. I actually got a couple songs from them on my, yeah, I'm gonna open my Spotify to find them. They were good, like, unique. Not super unique, but, like, they were just, the voice was, it was nice. Like Machines. If you got Spotify and you're into, like, a metal with a vocalist that kind of sounds like, he's got a unique voice in terms of today, anyway. Like Machines, man. They don't have a whole lot of songs up on Spotify, but if you do get a chance, check them out. And the other group was 68, like, as in 1968, just 68, you know, the apostrophe or whatever the hell that is, 68. And what more can I say is my favorite song. Oh my god, when the breakdown comes in, oh, I get chills. If I'm killing myself, it's to that song. then Avatar came on and just absolutely, oh, it was great. And then, last Friday, I went with my boy Josh to, see, another awesome group, Wage War. They released an album called Pressure. That's on Spotify as well as a lot of other stuff. I highly suggest listening to Wage War. I do. Oh my god. Their album Pressure has so much, to me, it's a lot of depth to it. A lot of people else would just hear it for what it is, but for me, a lot of the songs connect. They had, like, three groups open before them. Mike Moths to the Flames was the band just before them. Before them was Polaris. They're out of Australia. Oh my god, these guys are good too. They were great. The group that opened, I don't know who, I didn't really care for them. And then Prayers, and then, like, Moss to a Flame, and then Wage War. It was great. I wish I had been a little bit closer to the stage. Kind of takes away, it's a small venue, And there's no elevation. Like, it's not like the closer you are, the lower you are. So kind of like, it kind of helps if you're in the back, you can kind of look. Nothing like that. So it kind of sucked where we were standing. Because always somebody taller in front of me, or two or three people. But it was a great show. And finally knocked Wage War off the list. The only other group that I really truly want to see live is Parkway Drive. I love live music anyway, so, you know, if somebody that I do like is there, then that I haven't seen, you know, I want to see. But those were like really top ones I wanted to go check out, and it was just nice. It was just nice, you know. And other than that, you know, started back at my new old job, it's been pretty decent. Pretty decent there. I've been fighting a lot of things. A couple days ago now, I lost a good family friend. So rest in peace, Kevin. And then later that night, found out I lost another cousin. It's just been a bad time for our family wise. Lost an uncle. He's only 44, maybe 43. To cancer a few months ago. Then not long after that, my other cousin, he had a heart issue. He's basically riding a bike home one night from, I guess, like a tavern or something, and just fell over and lost him. And then now my cousin Bobby, they think it was another heart thing, but I don't know too much more about that. He was only 41, 40. They were all under 45, and it's just crazy. Kevin, he was 47. I knew him through my parents. He used to come over, and his his wife, Stacy. They'd come over a lot, and I remember very, very fondly and vividly of them hanging out at the house, just chilling, and yeah, it's just, life is too short, y'all. Like, seriously. I'm not trying to preach, because there's nobody to preach to, but you just don't know when that person is going to be there. You just don't know when they're the last time that you'll see them. So, the people that mean something to you, you know, make sure to, not waste it, you know. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. I mean, we do not, like, you think, oh, there's time for this, there's time for that. We don't have time, folks. We don't have time. If you're not trying to advance, you know, you could miss a lot, and before you know it, you know, that's not just, you know, death, that's everything, you know. Nothing's guaranteed. I'm not guaranteed to be here in 5 hours. I could go and get something to eat after this, and you never know, you know. You just don't know. You just don't know. So stuff is not guaranteed. All right, anyway, so I'm going to get on to this email, since I've been rattling on for like 20-some plus minutes. Like I said, I sent them an email back and discussed with them a little bit about their situation. I told them I will think about it, and I actually will email them after saying I answered your question. Podcast will be up shortly, even though I already answered it. To them, but this is, I gotta iterate this a lot, or is it iterate? I don't know, whatever. I gotta let people know that this might hit home to you, because again, this is something that happens in every relationship at some point, sometime, usually, until you get to a certain age where you realize what you really want, and what you need. But I've answered this question a billion times, it feels like, with friends. And yeah, so I'm going to read through it, maybe answer it as I read through it, or just read through it and then answer it. So it could take a while because it's a long-ish letter. So this person says, "Hey, Bushy." I'm guessing this person kind of, Bushy is of course my nickname. It says, "I've listened to your shit and I like it. Odd to say because I typically listen to, no offense, more put together podcasts." Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, ones that have production. Yeah, I know. But I found yours and have enjoyed the way back, maybe even natural way you do it. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, there's a lot of podcasts out here like mine too, I'm sure. But yeah, I know what you mean. I hear you. I hope you are not offended. Haha. Nope, not at all. Anyway, I heard you mention a couple times you wanted to answer questions and such, and have that be the topic and not just you rambling, so I decided after hearing you say things about relationships that I would see what you thought about something that is going on with me and my guy at the moment. Oh, by the way, happy National Boyfriend's Day. Okay, anyway, that wasn't in the letter, that was me. Actually, at the moment, it's not true. It's been going on for a few months. I met my boyfriend while working at my job. I would see him a couple times a week. He did not work there, but came in to deliver packages. This is how I kind of know that this person knows me a little bit more, obviously, through my streaming and stuff like that. I thought he was attractive and always perked up when I saw him pull in his delivery truck. I was shy because I am naturally so. He would just let me sign for delivery and be off. After a few times, he began to interact more. Needless to say, we got together. Lately, things have been crap. We do not talk much. He talks to others in secret, and I know some girls. It's amazing how people just talk to others. He comes home from work after I do. I get off a couple hours before him, and cannot wait to see him here. Okay, so you live together. But lately, I do not care. Because he'll come in and want food or get food, eat, watch TV, and text or talk to friends, that's in quotes, on the phone. If I happen to text or just try to look at something on my tablet, he gets irritated. Okay. So, basically guilty minds. Anyway, he used to joke that I was talking to other guys and I had guy friends, but after he got uncomfortable with them, I cut it down, and finally, after he said all the guys want to fuck, no matter how good of friends you are, I cut them out all the way. That is pretty much true. I'm not trying to take his side here, but I don't know a whole lot of guys that are friends with girls. I mean, there is circumstances, okay? There is circumstances. But for the most part, dudes are just trying to get their dick wet. It doesn't matter distance, relationship. Well, obviously maybe not sister, but I mean, hey, Alabama's a whole other country. I don't know. But yeah, I do agree with that. A lot of dudes, especially ones that, you know, seek you out kind of not constantly, but always try to interact with you when they see you on some form of media, you know, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, you know, Discord. Anything that, you know, is a communication thing, whenever they see that you're active, that they're trying to talk to you or trying to get in on. Yeah, they're trying to get in on everything. Sorry. Anyway. Okay, so I did not want to make him worried, and I did realize after he explained to me about this that they were indeed flirtatious. Hang on. So she admits that these guys she was talking to were being flirtatious with her. So she agreed. Okay. I never took it seriously, but I did not see where he was coming. But I did see where he was coming from. Sorry, she did see. Okay, so she understands that other dudes are just trying to get with her. Okay. But when I mentioned him and his girlfriends and how if every dude wants to bang me, then he must want the same, he would jokingly shrug it off and said he would not do that. So I felt like I had to cut things off. Yeah, you can kind of look at it like that. I'm not going to sit here and say that maybe he wasn't thinking that. I know in my past relationships, I was with that person until treated otherwise. I know it sounds weird, and it's kind of like, you know, but like an old relationship, found out my girlfriend was talking pretty, probably intimately, and hanging out with other guys. So I was kind of more open to talking to other people and not like, you know, whoa, I got a girlfriend, back off. But like me being me, myself, I can look at this like, you know, when I'm with somebody, you know, until I can't trust you anymore. I'm not saying like you break that trust, you know, I'm cheating on you. And it's not that. I didn't do that. But it's like, I don't know how to really explain it here. Anyway, I'm going to keep going, then I'll try to kind of maybe group this all back together. Okay, so he shrug it off, and, you know. So I felt like I had to cut things off, but he did not. Okay. Me, I've, you know, friends, I've even, you know, I guess you'd say kind of cut out friends. You know, there's always that somebody's like, you know. Friends understand. When you get in a relationship, the true friends you don't need, they don't expect you to be there. It's not like you're like, oh, I haven't talked to so-and-so in so long. They understand. You know, true friends do understand when you get in a relationship, things like that happen. Anyway, after we did get together, we were just us. Like, literally, friends faded, and it was just me. Okay, it was just me and him whenever we were free. I loved it. I am a bit old in thinking on relationship and viewed it like my grandma and mom would say, once you find someone, they tend to be all you want and friends will fade and so forth. Okay, kind of like what I was saying. Like I said, they'll still be there, but at the same time, they understand. You might stay friends and talk here and there, but it is not unrealistic for you to close off the world. Yeah, that's true. It's kind of like the honeymoon phase. But, you know, if you're really in love, it keeps going. Eventually, we would go to events and hang with friends with a significant other, best, I think. Okay, so she's saying they would hang out with couples because it was best because, you know, obviously, it's not like, hey, I'm hanging out with this guy and us, and obviously this guy wants to fuck me or girl. All right, but now I have no one. I am not seeking out others, but he seems to be. I just want us. I've tried to explain to him my needs, such as talking, hanging out and cuddling or something. But he is not affectionate to the point that if he is, I am shocked. Okay, so he's not affectionate when he is, she's shocked. Okay. He only seems to be affectionate now if he wants to have sex. I love sex, so of course I won't stop it even if I am upset. The only time he tries is if I say I feel like I'm being ignored. The sex or? Oh, the only time he tries to be affectionate, I'm guessing, is if she says it. Okay. That lasts about 2 days. I do not ask for much. I do not need to go out and have a good time or anything along those lines. I just don't understand where things went. I know this is extremely wrong, but I just want to hear someone else's advice. I have talked to my mom and a couple of remaining friends, and they say I have to do what I feel is best, or I just need to talk to him. I have, over and over, but it never seems to help except for a week or so. Like, he does it enough to not, like, let me think of ending it, and I am scared to, but it has come to mind. He is an attention junkie. I would give him that and have, but he seems to think Twitter, Instagram, Facebook is more important because he will post and do things on there for it and won't even mention it to me. I don't know if I am crazy or not. What are your thoughts? I'm sorry again. It's all over the place, but I've tried to hit on the key points. Thanks again if you answer this. I'm fine with it being on the cast or just email back, which I did for quite a while. We talked about this. Thanks again, and please do not use my real name. Okay. So, in a relationship, she is. Everything was Gucci, Gucci, goo. And then kind of normalized into, you know, okay, things are still good, this is where we're gonna be, to he's straight up just kind of ignoring her, coming home, doing whatever, talking to other people, be it, you know, flirtatious things or not. She's cut people out. I know how that goes. Okay. It sounds like this is over. The reason why I say that and I jump to that completely is because I've heard this before, and all of those relationships have eventually, within months of me telling them that, you know, it's probably over, has ended. I didn't meddle. Like, I wasn't like, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. But she has tried, it looks like, you know, explaining to him that, hey, you know, I need affection. Where'd that go? And like she says, it works for a little bit, as she seems to think he does it, because it'll stave off them ending, I guess. He's in a super comfortable place. She was in a comfortable place. He went super comfortable. And now she wants to at least get back to the comfortable spot. And he's just all over the place. He cares more about, I know how that goes. He cares more about social media. I kind of come off like that myself. Like sometimes I just, but that's all I really have. I don't have a whole lot of friends myself. You know, so, but I do that. I don't usually do it for attention. I do it as an outlet. Like, I do this as an outlet. I just come on here. I don't expect people to listen. I don't expect people to read. I just do it because that's what I feel like doing. And it's my coping mechanism. Back in the day, I had a journal, online, live journal. I still do. I used to type in that. That was my way of getting things out. It wasn't, you know, for attention. So that's how I still deal with it. I just deal with it more on a, I guess you would say, mainstream basis. But he seems to be an attention seeker. He has to be of the attention. It doesn't matter who it's from. He just needs it. She gives it to him, but of course, she's being worn down. And that sucks, you know, because me looking at this, I'm fucking pissed, because she seems like a great person, you know. She's, you know, how do you say that? Acclimated herself to him, you know. She understood what he meant by the dudes want to fuck, and she actually kind of like opened her eyes and realized, yeah, they are being a little flirtatious, and she cut those people out for him. He seems to keep people that makes her uncomfortable around in his life. So, yeah, he's an asshole. He has something that is good that I'm seeking. I mean, I want somebody that is basically me and them versus the world. You know what I mean? And that's not like, you know, gunfighting. That's just like, you know, your ride or die. The person that you are going to, you know, every day, it doesn't matter if it's just you and them. You know, and that's what I want. I want that so bad. And this dude, you know, like I said, she'll explain to him, you know, listen, I want affection. This isn't working the way it is. And then he'll give her, you know, oh, baby, I'll work on that. I can work on it. Yeah, well, like she says, it all goes away. And it does. It all goes away. And you can't expect, okay, like I said, I mentioned a honeymoon phase. There is that phase of a relationship where everything is great, you know, because basically it just becomes you and them. And, you know, and then eventually you kind of, you know, kind of split off a little bit. There's a lot of different reasons as to being splitting off like that. But, oh man, it's, I just, like I told them, and, I can give you a little bit of an update here in a little after, but yeah, it's just that this has run its course. They're clearly not in the same place she is. You know, when you start giving up people for somebody, it's not a bad thing. If it's people that are, you know, trying to meddle. Like, you know, a dude trying to sneak into those DMs, so to speak, or a girl, you know. I always say dude because I'm a guy, so I automatically, you know, kind of flip this role around where it's the guy having the issues. But, yeah, she did what she could to make sure that he was happy and that there was no threats, no nothing, and, you know, affectionate, probably, all that kind of stuff. And he is just like, meh, I'm gonna go to work, do my job. Now I understand coming home being tired, but me coming home to somebody tired seems like a lot better than just coming home and wanting to watch TV by yourself. You know, I see it a lot, and I've heard it, you know, dudes complaining about, you know, I just want to go home and watch TV, but she wants to, like, cuddle up and blah, 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 blah. What's the big deal about watching TV with having her cuddle up to you? Maybe she just wants to be with you, and what's the big deal? You know,
I just want my space.
You had your space. You were at work or whatever.
Well, I was with other people, you know.
Who gives a fuck? You're not into an intimate relationship with those people at work. Well, some, I mean, what I've seen, oh my God, don't even get me started. Like, I hope my I hope my future wife, like, lives at home type deal. I'm not saying barefoot, pregnant, you know, that type of thing. I'm just saying, like, the amount of, like, just pure flirtation and crap that goes on in the workplace, no matter where you are, like, literally just makes me cringe that people can just, you know, be married and be at work, like, flirting with other people. It just, flirting's not, maybe, yeah, flirting does damage, especially when the person that you love finds out you've been doing it or been done to you and you're not doing, like, much to stop it. It does hurt. It also leads on dudes that, you know, you think, oh, it's just the work. No, that dude would take you out back and bang you by the dumpster in a second if he had the chance. Anyway, so, yeah, like, I told her over a few emails back and forth, you know, that I just feel in my heart, you know, if he's not going to change, there's no, like, you know, it's just always going back, you know, it's great for a couple of weeks. Oh, that's good. Oh, it was great for a month. If it's, you know, things aren't going to be, you know, Skittles and rainbows every day, you know, there's going to be times of lulls and, you know, lows and stuff like that. But for the most part, you shouldn't be like, you know, I don't know. It's, oh, God. And so, yeah, I explained that to them and I just said, you know, you got to do what your few friends and your mom said. You just got to do what you think is best. And they're a bit younger than me, which, age doesn't really matter, but it does. I really found out what I wanted. I didn't really decide. I didn't grow my mind. Like, I was so stuck on other things that I truly didn't understand what I really wanted. And then all of a sudden, you know, like a couple years ago, probably about 3 years ago, but really not until just about 2 years ago, like, everything made sense to me, like, what I was looking for and what I wanted. And this person's kind of already there. Women do tend to mature a little bit quicker. There's, of course, obviously, exceptions. There we go. Exceptions to that rule. And, like, yeah, he's just, you know, there's guys are just like that. There's a lot of guys out there that are just like, nah, you know, I want to be in a relationship, but it's more like just a comfort thing. And there's a lot of girls that are in that same thing But then I told her, you're just at a point where, you know, you're comfortable and you don't want to be just, you're not doing it for convenience. If you feel like you're doing it for convenience, then you need to move along. Like, there's just too much, you know? So I told him that and I was like, listen, this is what I think. You know, he's doing this and that. It's fine for him to do this and that, but if you do it, it's wrong. You know, there's a lot of back and forth. But if you're not meeting on mutual ground, I feel like I just completely lost every train of thought that I had. But yeah, he's at a point where you're not, and it's run its course. This thing has run its course. And maybe you should think about moving on. And the more we talked, the more they kind of told me about some other things. The update I can give you is they did. They finally just decided to end it. She said that when she decided that she was going to move out, apparently she moved in with him. He was upset, crying, you know, we can make this work, blah, 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 blah. She said, fine. She moved back. She left for like a day and a half, and it was too tough because he kept texting and being sweet and blah, blah, blah. So she moved back. And about 2 weeks went by, and she started seeing the patterns arise all over again. And she said, that's it. You know, as hard as it is, I'm done. And I guess she decided, because when she did it one night, you know, he was home, you know, trying to do it kind of the right way. And she said he went through all those stages of denial. And it got pretty scary at a couple parts. And I said, if you ever feel like you're scared, then that's a clear sign too. So I said that later on after she told me. So she moved out. She said it was super tough. Every day was tough. She cried, you know, felt like she kind of ruined a life, blah, blah, blah. End of the day, a friend said that she saw him with somebody. It wasn't like, looked like romantic type stuff, but he was with another female at like some place getting like something to eat, and it kind of looked platonic, but at the same time it's like, you know, this dude clearly not hurting to the point that you know, hey, I'm gonna go out with somebody else, or you know, even if it was a friend. And anyway they're still split up. She feels better about things. She says, you know, they're still some stuff she misses, but she feels like that, you know, it was probably the best thing, because clearly she was in a different spot than he was. And you know, yeah, so I'm super pissed at myself, because I went over this letter a million times in my head, you know, like I'd be laying in bed thinking about it, you know, how I could answer it, and you know, all these great things, these great examples that I could use. And I just did not convey it. I dropped the freaking ball. But yeah, I mean, if you're ever in that position, folks, where, you know, that person's not giving you what you need out of the relationship, and you tell them, and they still don't give you that, or if they do for a little bit and it goes back to normal, that's just going to be repeating. And if you can live with that, and you're content to be just comfortable and not, you know, seek something else. I'm not saying, like, start seeking another person. But there's somebody out there, you know. And I found this to be really true. There is somebody out there that you belong to. I don't mean it like, you know, own. But, like, that you're made. You're kind of, like, made for each other. So you will find that person that's going to fit that piece. It might not be, you know, a week, might not be a couple weeks, might not be a year. It took me a long time to find mine, but, you know, sad circumstances, you know, keep stuff like that from going on. But, you know, there is going to be somebody out there that is going to be willing to give you all that and, you know, understand things. So... Oh man, this is getting to be too personal. Yeah, there is somebody out there that'll give you what you need, and you're gonna be like, holy crap, I should have done this sooner, or I wish I'd found you sooner, that type of deal. Yeah, kind of goes into that whole thing before I led into this with, you know, you just gotta go for some things. You're not allowed wrong, you know. 80 years, 90 years sounds like a long time, but it truly is not a long time at all. You know, look how many people sit there and go, oh my god, this month went by so fast. Yeah, don't be that person 5 years down the road like, holy crap, I had all this time to get that and I didn't do it. Don't be that person. Don't waste 5 years. You know, don't take 5 years off of something that could be amazing. Seek it, find it. If you find it, do whatever you can to grab onto it and hang on to it. Because whatever it is, a job, a car, you know, something, you know, don't wait. Don't put it off for too long. I'm going to go ahead and end it there. Like I said, I completely just fucked that advice up. But like I said, I feel like I fucked it up too, because I've already explained this to them in the emails and back and forth. And, I'm glad she got out of it. I'm glad that she, you know, after getting through that cloud of darkness, saw that it was for the best and not to run back a second time. You know, I'm glad that she got to see it when she went back that, you know, oh my God, what the hell did I do? You know, like that instant, like she said, it was like an instant regret. I was like, what the fuck? And, yeah, I'm glad she got out of it, you know. And, you know, happy for him too, because now he can find out what he missed, or, you know, seek inside himself to feel what he needs to do in the next relationship to make it work. You know, piece of shit had something apparently pretty fucking good and couldn't decide. Just whatever. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking. You know, and there's a lot of that on both sides, not just a he part. You know, I actually think that guys hold more than some girls when it comes to feelings. I don't know. That's like a whole other topic. But anyway, I'm just going to end it there because, like, yeah, we're on like 50 minutes. So, yeah, until the next one, whenever that'll be. I appreciate those who listened and followed however you choose to follow. I'm on Spotify. We're on Anchor and, of course, the other affiliated places. So, thanks again. Sorry this was complete trash. But, anyway, peace.